Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and Lilui Nishmas Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. As we all know, this week, this coming Shabbos, we read the Shira, Parshas B'Shalach, the Shira that Klal Yisrael sang in appreciation and in recognition of Hashem for all the miracles that took place and how they managed to walk through on dry land, walk through the Yam Suf on dry land, as their enemies, Paro's armies, were drowning at the same time. Miraculous miracle of miracles. What a Shifcha saw in the Yam Suf, Yechezkel HaNovi didn't see in his great Nevuas. And they came out, Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdoi, so strengthened in their emuna in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu as the loyal spokesman and conduit of the messages from Hashem to them. But what's interesting, we find that the schus with which they were zeiche to the Kriyas Yam Suf seems from many sources to be the bitochon that they expressed. There was a bitochon, it took a tremendous level of bitochon going into that yam. They went into a raging sea. They went in knowing that they never heard, it was unprecedented, unheard of, a sea to split and you know, a few million souls to walk in on dry land was unthinkable. But they had bitochen in Hashem, and that's what they did. And we know that the Orach Chaim HaKodesh asked the question, when Klal Yisrael is crying to Hashem to save them, Paro is coming after them, the sea rages in front of them, and wild beasts on both sides of them. So what are they going to do? They're crying out to Hashem. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's also praying to him, what are you crying out to me? Speak to the Bnei Yisrael and let them go into the Yam. And Orach Chaim asked the question, why are they crying? Why are you crying to me? Who else should we cry to? What's going on over there? What kind of a question is that? And he explains that because of the engagement that they have with Avodah Zorah and inappropriateness in Mitzrayim, the Sotan had the ability to interfere with their tefillos. Their prayers could be interfered with by the Sotan. Sotan was able to accuse them. And therefore, now is not the time for prayer. But there is a power, he says, that can go beyond the power of prayer. There is a power that can go beyond the accusations of the Sotan. And that's the power of Emunah Mitochon. Go into the Daber El Bnei Yisrov Yisoh. Go into the sea and it'll be a whole different story, that expression of bitochon. And Rabbeinu Yoin at the end of Broch, the first Berak of Brochus, explains that this really is a source of inspiration to us every day. Because every day we say, Goal Yisroel, and then we start Shemon Esrei, Smichas Gula Letfila. We talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, Shira Chadosh or Shibuchu Geulim, they sang this new praise of Hashem, the Shira on the Yamsuf, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Voed, that was the culmination of that Shira. And then we start Shemon Esrei, and he explains that since the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, was Bizchus, the Bitochin that the Klal Yisrael felt, now when we enter Shemon Esrei, where we want to muster bitochon to trust in Hashem that He's going to answer all of our tefillos, says that we connect without interference, without breaking up between gula and tefila, any hefsik, any speaking, anything to interrupt. So well, we come into the Shemon Esrei with this sense of Hashem's, if you have bitochon, Hashem takes care of Klal Yisrael. They had bitochen and went into a raging sea. And with that bitochen, the sea split and Klal Yisrael was saved and their Egyptian oppressors were destroyed. And this is the inspiration that we're supposed to get every time before we start the Shemone Esrei, before we start to think about Hashem and ask Hashem to help us and try to muster the strength to rely on Him, we remember that the greatest, the most miraculous event, the culmination of all the miracles of Mitzrayim and the Makkos and everything, was the Kriyas Yamsuf. And that happened b'schus habitochen. And that, he says, gives us the ability in the Shemone Esrei to muster a greater sense of trust in Hashem. But there's an interesting kapitel in Tehillim, in Ayin Zayin, kapitel Ayin Zayin, 77. And it has two parts to it. The first part bemoans the suffering of the Golos, but in the worst way, with such an expression of acute pain, such an expression of suffering that it's mentioned in the Psukim Ki'ilu that we wonder, has Hashem forgotten us altogether? Has Hashem no longer has koyach to help us? Has Hashem put an end to His rachamim and to His chesed? Overwhelming. In fact, the Medrash even says that we seem to feel that Hashem can't do it anymore. Like, if Adke the Kach, the Medrash has to say, did you ever see the sun get sick? Did you ever see the moon get sick? Hashem is Kol Shekein. He doesn't get sick. He has his full koichas and he can do anything and everything. But we're shaken up because the suffering, the golos, is so difficult. And then the kapitel continues, we start to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. We start to focus on Kriyas Yamsuf. We start to focus on all of these miracles. And that, the Meiri explains, inspires in us bitochen. It sounds like sometimes the bitochen can't come because of life's challenges and difficulties. It can't come from looking at the past. From looking at the past and saying, wow, look at that, look at all these miracles, look at Hashgacha Pratis, look at the way Hashem takes care of Klal Yisrael, that should give us bitachon. Because we're so broken and down and depressed by all the suffering. So he says, but there is something that turns that all around. He says, the Medrash says that the minute we realize that everything that's happening to us, it's not because Hashem isn't capable. It's not because Hashem lost His rachamim. It's not because Hashem lost His chesed. But it has to do with our inappropriateness. It's our shortcomings that are the cause of our suffering. And then the Medrash continues and says, and it's our suffering that's mavdilim, that creates a division, that creates a machitza, that creates a barrier. There's a barrier that we have between us and Hashem. And the suffering underscores that barrier. And that barrier has been created by us through our inappropriate deeds. And the minute that we realize that we have created a barrier, then all of a sudden, we are now able to access all the miracles of the past to inspire us in bitachon. If we don't realize that we created the barrier, if we think that Hashem doesn't care about us, doesn't love us, doesn't have any power, no chesed, no rachamim, then we can't muster the bitachon. But the minute that the Medrash indicates, the minute that we realize that the barrier is us, as a wise man once said, if Hashem seems far away, guess who moved? If Hashem seems far away, guess who moved? We moved. He didn't move. He remains all-powerful. He remains all chesed. He remains full rachamim. Everything. It's all there. It's the same as it always was. We've had trouble accessing it because of the challenges, the difficulties, the pain, and the suffering. The minute that we realize that it isn't He who distanced Himself from us, but rather we who distance ourselves from Him, at that moment we now become capable of accessing all of the glorious chapters of our past, all of the nisim gluyim that we witnessed throughout our history, all of the lessons that teach us to search for and to count on the hidden miracles, the nisim nistorim, which are the essence of the existence of Klal Yisrael. And once we recognize that it's we who have moved away, then we become ready to access ever and ever greater heights and to scale ever and ever greater heights in the pursuit of the Midas HaBitochin.